AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a challenge to using race as a factor in college admissions. They involve lawsuits claiming Harvard University, a private institution, and the University of North Carolina, a state school, discriminate against Asian American applicants. A decision against the schools could mean the end of affirmative action in college admissions. The Supreme Court is now more conservative. Marvin Krizlov is the president of Pace University in Kentucky.
The justices, no matter when they've come on the court, really want to look very seriously at the precedent.
Lower courts rejected the challenges, citing more than 40 years of high court rulings that allow colleges and universities to consider race in admissions decisions. Getting underway today is the federal trial for four former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights. Floyd died in 2020 after another former officer, Derek Chauvin, pressed him to the ground with his knee. NATO is outlining a deterrence plan as tensions rise over the buildup of Russian troops near Ukraine. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
The plan summarizes moves individual alliance members had already announced, including ships, aircraft, and troop movements to the Baltic Sea area. But issuing the plan under NATO's banner appears aimed at showing the alliance's resolve amid fears Russia's planning to invade Ukraine. Moscow denies it and blames the U.S. and NATO for boosting tensions.
Ireland is denouncing upcoming Russian war games off its coast as unwelcome. Officials say military police shot and killed a man who breached the main gate at Kentucky's Fort Knox and tried to run over officers. New Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is facing a new legal challenge over his executive action that aimed to let parents opt out of school mask mandates. Some districts are fighting the order, saying it's at odds with a state law that deals with COVID mitigation in schools. This is AP News. The head of the World Health Organization warns conditions are ideal for the emergence of more coronavirus variants. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
There's good news and there's bad news from WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. First, the good news.
We can end the acute phase of the pandemic this year.
Now the bad news.
Globally, the conditions are ideal for more variants to emerge.
He says it's dangerous to assume Omicron is the last variant or that we're in the end game, as he puts it. He says we'll be living with COVID for the foreseeable future, and we need to learn to manage it. But the director general says we can end COVID as a global health emergency, and we can do it this year by vaccinating and improving testing and sequencing rates to track the virus and its emerging variants more closely. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.